It's Rise of Fame with Neil, You to Love, featuring Jeremiah on that one. And you're still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with Fezile Manzini. And this evening, in celebration of Women's Month, we celebrate yet another phenomenal woman who took the leap of faith to follow her dreams and made a success of it. And not only did she make a success of it, but she ensured she shares that success with other women in the province. This evening, I am in conversation with a former professional educator and entrepreneur, Mrs. Zodwa Mashabane Mathebula, who also happens to be my former primary school teacher. So don't be surprised, Mangti Mem, it never goes away. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Fezile.
Good evening, ma'am. Minevelu shalung, ma'am.
Yeah, no, but I'm ma'am. Yeah, I'm ma'am. I think it's natural.
I think the starting point for someone who wants to get to know you is, where were you born and raised?
I was born and bred in Matsulu. I attended school in Matsulu. Yeah, I never left Matsulu. I'm at Matsulu even now.
Yes. Representing Matsulu shine, shine Matsulu shine. We're well represented. Yes, ngathi anbat bandla ba successful ba se Matsulu anbat injan.
Unfortunately, I never left Matsulu. I'm still at Matsulu. Yeah.
And the work that you're doing there, I must say, is incredible. You've had quite an impact, even on me to this day, from primary school until now. That impact has remained there to say, umuinvombatanu yatimela. So we can't not celebrate you for the impact that you've done in the community of Matsulu and surroundings as well. But for someone who probably also wants to know, Guti, what it is that you studied, because we are aware of the fact that you can study something else but end up as a teacher. What profession are you qualified in?
Okay, professionally, I'm a teacher. Mm. Yes, professionally, I'm a teacher. I think I'm a teacher at heart, even now. It's natural for me. I really loved my profession, although I diverted, but I think even where I am, I'm still teaching. Professional, I'm a teacher. And yes, I did upgraded my teaching. But yes.
It's a calling.
It's a calling for me. I love teaching, and I really admire teachers. I think it's a field where you've got everything. And everything where you can switch the mind of a child at an early age when it's still easy to deal with the mind of that child and make that child become what he or she never thought she can be. Yeah, I think you can testify.
I'm leaving evidence. I'm the product. Yeah. So when I say she's successful,
yeah, I think I am
evidence. The evidence is now coming forward to say, this is what she's done. This is where we are. This is the impact. It's still there. So what inspired you to get into self-employment, and what are the challenges that you've had to overcome as well?
Yeah, as much as I loved teaching, but I felt like when I'm in the department, I'm limited. That's how I felt. And lucky enough, before I got into teaching, after finishing my college, I struggled to get employed after having my diploma. It took me, because I completed my diploma in 1997, but I only got employed in 2004. And in between, life was tough. I had a child. on my teenage stage.
Mm.
So I had a pressure to get something to do for me to make sure my child grows well.
Mm.
So meanwhile, I was trying to find a job or get an employed. I worked in different places, but fortunately, I was exposed in direct selling before I get employed.
Mm.
So when I get employed, I had a side hustle that I was doing. I no longer call it a side hustle.
It became the main business.
Not easy. It's my life. Yeah, it became the main thing.
Mm.
So when I got into teaching, I was looking at what the impact I'm doing outside with my direct selling and the impact I could do inside. So I decided, I said, no, if there's a big impact I can do outside, I could not hire anybody when I was still at under the department. I could not hire anybody.
Mm.
So in direct selling company, I was able to hire everyone every day. There was no qualification required. So that was satisfying my soul to make sure that everyone in the community who is just willing to do something, and because I've seen it myself that although I was not employed,
mm-hmm.
but I was able to get something out of selling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what inspired me to leave my profession. It was because I could hire anybody
mm-hmm.
at any time.
Create the same opportunities
yes, could,
for others
exactly,
that were created for
exactly,
you as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was even every day thinking of me when I was going around looking for a job. I wish everybody can hire me, but every space was limited because if they say in a shop, right, they want so many people or wherever they want in any situation, they can't hire you. But mm-hmm. in our direct selling space, we can hire anybody at any time. It's
mm-hmm.
unlimited
mm-hmm.
spaces. So that's what made me to that's what made me to leave. And yeah, there were so many challenges. First, we were born and raised. We were told that we have to go to work,
mm-hmm.
that I had to first jump that obstacle. I've got parents who believe that being a teacher
mm-hmm.
And compared to going outside selling
mm-hmm.
products, even if you were even trying to illustrate that, you know, if I'm a teacher, this is how much I get when I'm selling, this is how... That was not making a meaning because I think the mindset that we're grown, the way we were raised, we were believing that, being employed is better than being self-employed.
Mm.
So security was one thing that was making most people to discourage you, to say, how can you leave a space where you've got a security and...
Mm-hmm.
But
and
anyway,
like my pension fund, Glenda Yoktengi,
exactly,
so what are you going to do
exactly.
when you want to retire?
Exactly. But I think what made me conquer all those things
mm-hmm.
is because I think I've got... uncommon faith to God
mm-hmm.
with me. I always believe in possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in impossibilities. I'm a person who says, if God said we are going to live in abundance, he will never leave nor forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm doing the right thing, which is also serving him, if I give others opportunities, I think that's the faith that made me say, my God will never leave me on the other side.
Mm.
I'm going to do this. I never thought, to be honest, when I left, I never thought of anything that might go wrong.
Mm.
I only took that leap of faith and I say things are going to work well for me. So I think also being a positive person honestly bring things in your own, it grows you. It adds up good things to you rather than looking. You know, sometimes when we go out, we tell people about doing business. People will tell you the impossibility before even trying. They will tell you all the things that might go wrong. I remember one of my colleagues did ask me and said, what if all things goes wrong on the other side? People no longer buy like they are buying now. And I said, what if they buy more? What if they buy more?
Because I'll never know.
I grow. Yeah, because that's what I was only speaking of what I want instead of speaking of what I don't want. So, yeah, I think also the power of your tongue matters of what are you saying about yourself. So I conquered fears. I conquered discouragements. In life, there's more discouragement when you're doing right things than encouragement.
True.
Yes, if you start to like, for instance, if a person, I usually say, if I will start a market, people will remind me of all people who failed in the market rather than remind me of people, of one person who made it in the market. I conquered those discouragements saying, let me be that one person that will never be mentioned, instead of concentrating of all the people who never did it. There were many times I cried. Business is not an easy thing. You'll encounter a lot of problems, but you know, if you keep reminding yourself why you are there working very hard and trusting God, I think that's what kept me going.
Now, having said what you have said, I think it goes without saying, Uti, having a strong foundation of faith is the most important thing, because sometimes that's where the emotional support will come from and not where you expect it to. But for women who say, hey, I'm going through a lot, ngiyasebenza, but I'm going through a lot financially, and I sometimes feel Uti, even a side hustle is going to be tough for me to venture into, or even resigning to pursue that dream. What financial advice would you give to women who are struggling financially?
What I can say to women is to say, ladies, let us not fear anything. Like, let us not fear. Life is incomplete without you. You are the person who finishes things. That's how God created us. He looked at Adam and said, I will make somebody. Because he could see, I've got Adam, but it's incomplete. The person who will make things be complete is you. So every woman has got in her to finish things. We've got a certain special power in us. It's just that I would like to say to every woman, whatever problem you're in, it can be solved. First, tell your mind that and look around, find for solutions. I know most people will say, I can't sell, I can't do this. Even if you can't sell, but there's something that you can do. And some will say, as much as I want to sell, but I don't have money to start, I don't have capital to start. We've got businesses, like I'm saying, the business that I left teaching and started doing, that the business that I'm doing even now, we don't need any capital. We just need a heart of a person to say, I want to do this. All I can say, do not fear. Do not fear. Be positive. That, you know what, I'm going to do this and it's going to happen. And you do it without even thinking of the wrong things that might come. Think of good things that might come. Eventually, good things will come.
And in celebration of Women's Month, what is your message to other women before Mvalelis?
All I can say is I just want to say, all women out there, guys, you are special. You are the people who can make all things in this life complete. Mm. Without you, all projects are unfinished. Mm. So get out of any comfort zone, make a change, finish all the projects that are sitting in your mind. Go out and make them come into life. I know all women have got dreams, but they won't just come into life if you don't take that leap of faith and say, you know what, God has put it in me, I'm going to put it in life.
No, thank you very much, ma'am. And ngiyeva ukuthi nguvusile. Thank you for also availing yourself, and do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, that was former professional educator and entrepreneur, Mrs. Zodwa Mashabane Mathebula. Sivile ke bomake. Anything is possible. Ungasabi bantu. Mangabe it's been in your heart ukuthi ufuna kuthengisa amatamatisi, ungathi wena ngoba ngifundile bantu ngihleka. Sometimes it starts off as a joke to others, but when it becomes a success and it grows, you realize ukuthi it was worth enduring. It's Mafikizolo.